Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to therapy. In season three, you'll hear live demos, expert teachings, and dynamic interviews to inspire you to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. To learn about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. In this episode, I sit with a volunteer whose deep longing to be seen and known lives beneath a lifetime of caretaking and self-protection. These survival strategies once kept her safe, but now keep her hidden. As we slow down together, she begins to touch the edges of long-held grief and ancestral anger. These are emotions she spent years avoiding while searching outside of herself for the solution to her pain. Through gentle presence and attuned contact, we begin to explore how these adaptive strategies have shaped her orientation to the world, looking outward for recognition while eclipsing her own lived experience. As her awareness deepens, something raw and honest emerges, and it's her anger. Anger towards her ancestors for not breaking the cycle and for passing down pain and trauma she never consented to carry. By naming this truth, she begins to reclaim her agency. And in doing so, she steps into the sacred and courageous role of becoming the one who breaks the lineage pattern. This session is a moving example of what becomes possible when we stop trying to make sense of our pain and instead let ourselves feel it from within. It's not about analyzing or fixing, it's about returning to the truth of our being. Toward the end of our time together, I guide her through a two-chair experiment between the part of her that believes it's hopeless to try to be seen and the part of her that still longs to be welcomed as her authentic self. To hear the full unedited dialogue, join us on Patreon. Now let's drop in.
Challenge that intellectualizing part of me and really lean into like, I don't know, but I'm aware that it's different, that it's new, that it's transitional. It almost feels like a splitting, if that makes sense. It feels like when you're trying to tear a paper, but the paper isn't tearing straight, and you just get more and more frustrated. So I'm trying to stop tearing it and just pause where it gets kind of stuck.
It seems like there's some emotion here when you say that. What do you notice about yourself?
I noticed when I was trying to drop in and ground myself, like my mouth was quivering. And as someone that's been working with this bigger wound of being seen and it being like a wound that's been here most of my life, whenever I try to give voice, I find my mouth like shaking and almost this feeling of like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. So why are you speaking?
You don't know what you're talking about. So why are you speaking? Mm-hmm. What do you notice when you say that?
Some anger because I'm speaking because it's my voice. How else am I going to know if I don't speak? And I haven't had my voice for so long. And I found it in that journey of grad school that like I refuse to go back, but I also refuse to invalidate that story because invalidation isn't going to get me anywhere.
Yeah. And so when I hear that, I think I hear the splitting. I'm not going back. And who am I becoming?
Right. Like, where do I fit in my world now?
Where do I fit in? What do you notice in your body?
My heart's beating faster. My feet are a little cold, but that's not unusual. But I notice the coldness a little more. My hands are a little clammy, but I also feel at ease at the same time.
Where do you notice that? Where do you notice the ease?
In my throat and speaking.
Ah, and I see your hand going like this and this like fluid movement. Yeah, I just want to invite you to notice all of that. Yeah, it's the openness and ease in your throat. using your voice. Yeah, some clamminess and some coldness. Yeah, and your heart is a little racing. And what do you notice about your breath?
It feels grounding, but it has like a little warning sign, like, but you're feeling other things. I'm here. I'll ground you, but you're feeling other things.
Yeah, there's both the resource and the like pull to the other things.
Yes. Like your heart's still racing fast, your hands are still clammy, kind of thing.
And just noticing that the other things are here, the breath is here. I still am hearing you say, I'm not going back. What do you notice when I say that now?
Again, this feeling of splitting, but it's a little clearer. Half of it is grief, of I can't get back the space that was cultivated in that community. And there's grief there, right? Because I can't time travel. And then there's this other half, the other side of it is, well, I'm still me. I still have those experiences within me. I still have connections. For me, is like, what does the other half need? Because the awareness doesn't feel like enough.
And what do you notice when you say that? What does the other half need?
Something that she can't have. And it's not that I don't want to give it to her, it's that the journey ended. And I feel very lucky to have something that I miss so much, but how can I transmute that grief or that anger, frustration of not being able to time travel and let that other side like take notice of the wisdom of the growth of we can be one, we don't have to be that side and this side.
Sounds like you're starting to see the common thread of you that's present in all of this. Yeah, and the I'm not going back, I'm now understanding as like yeah, as a grief of missing something that was so special. It's interesting because I had originally thought that you meant not going back to who you were before that.
That's what I thought when I first started feeling these feelings, because something that I've known about myself is grief is very delayed for me. The first experience of grief when my aunt passed away, I was like the strong daughter, right? I planned, I made sure my family was okay. I tried to help my family understand the nuance of suicide. And because I'm first generation Dominican American, suicide is very demonized because the Dominican Republic is a Catholic state. It's the only country with the Bible in the flag. And I didn't come to that grief until 8 months after that. So it's not a surprise to me that I graduated in December and I started feeling this grief in March. So I'm aware that there's like this pause. But the wisdom that was gifted to me in that journey, it feels like that part of me doesn't understand that or doesn't believe it. I don't know, but there's this feeling of like, okay, and like you're wise now, and like I'm still hurting.
I've gathered all of this wisdom, and there's still pain and there's still grief here. Yeah. If it's okay with you, I just want to invite you to just bring some attention to your heart, bringing awareness to that grief. Yeah, it sounds like it was a little delayed. It's here now. Just really slowing down even more. Just, yeah, just seeing if there's anything that the grief needs in this moment.
It's the story that I know. Of I was able to beat myself in a way that I guess I never was in my home space, and my like heartbeat is like I feel it everywhere in my body now, and it's almost like I know what she needs, and it's something that I guess conscious, like a conscious me speaking to you right now is having difficulty with, and it's why can't I be in that space of authenticity, in that space of self at home, when home is where my family is, my partner, my dog, my best friends. But there's this like block that's splitting, going back to that feeling of splitting of like, I'm not supposed to be this person here, or I don't know how to be that half of myself here, and I keep her just so inside. It's not like I don't have access to her, but it feels almost like I've isolated her in a way. But she's not younger and she's not older, she's me.
Your authentic self is isolated.
Yeah.
And what do you notice when you say that?
My own doing. It's almost like I know that the wound of being seen is there, but am I keeping myself in the wound as opposed to acknowledging that I was seen? It wasn't about acknowledgement, like, oh, you're doing such a good job, or you did something really hard. I was just able to be. And I'm not letting myself do that here. And I don't know why.
Yeah, let's just bring more awareness to what is here right now. Not letting yourself be seen. There's this old story that you weren't seen. Then you had this experience of just being fully seen as you are. And I think I started to hear the voice of should, like I should hide her away. I should not bring her here.
It's, I feel like laughing because the themes that I work with is always like, throw the shit out the window. And it's almost just like, am I being a hypocrite? Am I able to hold up a mirror? It's so interesting because I've never felt it like this, but it's this feeling of like, well, I know myself best. Why even try to let others even like hold my authentic self? Because they probably will fail. And then I'll fall into like not being seen. I'm not seen though. I feel like I'm like lying while I'm talking to you, if I'm being honest. Yes, I
What do
protect myself.
you, that protection. What do you notice in your body?
My heart is definitely quieter, which is why I shared, like, I think that I'm lying because it was this complete disconnect. And that's really in line with my mother, really in line with the role that I took when I felt the first big grief of my life. Like, why let anyone in if I know what I need? But clearly, what I need is outside of what I can give myself.
And what do you notice in your breath and your arms?
Not breathing.
Just noticing that, not trying to change your breath, just noticing the way your body's holding this experience right now. I know myself best, so why should I even let other people see me or ask for what I need?
I'm just feeling like, why is that coming up for me when I know that a lack of somatic response means misalignment, means I'm just either avoiding something or going to that protective mode of like, I'm not going to even let this piss me off because I know it's going to piss me off. I know it's going to go somewhere that I'm going to end up having to do more emotional labor and I just like don't want to. The spiral that my mind goes to.
I see. So you protect yourself from doing the emotional labor for other people by not asking for what you need.
Yeah, so when I'm in conflict, for example, with my little sister and She had shared something with me that like wounded that wound. Like we have different career paths, but we're both in healthcare. And this wound came up when she had shared, like, like I know about mental health too. Like I could do this too. And I noticed this part of me like, oh my goodness, like, and who am I? If you could do what I do, then how am I being seen? And instead of having that bigger conversation with her, I haven't. I tried with my mom, and my mom said the same thing, like, oh my God, your sister didn't mean it that way. Like, she's younger. And it's always this kind of like, well, you should understand, like, be the bigger person. And I think that's where that protective self came through because my mother will say the same thing, like, oh yeah, like I'm grieving, but I'm here and I'm alive. You could be here and alive and still feel. So I notice these roles that I've taken throughout my life just solidify that wound and solidify the like, well, I know what everyone else is feeling because that's what I'm supposed to do, but that means that I'm only responsible for the way I feel.
And I think I'm hearing this too as there's not room for my authentic self here, like in my brilliance of who I am as a healer, and there's not room for me to be impacted negatively either. Then I just have to be okay with this.
Yes, or if I don't take the high road and be the bigger person and I let my emotions show, I get labeled,
More invisibility.
yeah, like why do the work to get someone to understand that if they can't even see the growth that is so obvious to me and so obvious to other people.
Yeah, and what do you notice about yourself right now?
I'm definitely calmer, but again, this like lack of access to the true grief that's there. Almost like I'm in that the intellectualizing space where like this is the truth. These are the facts, Harmony. This is why. And it's like, yes, we've been here before. I know why.
Yeah, more matter of fact is how you seem to me. Yeah,
Yeah, like
sometimes.
I can even feel it in my body language and like the tone of my voice. Like I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to invite you to close your eyes if you're willing, just to just shine the light of awareness on yourself. Yeah, just noticing your body. With your eyes closed, what do you notice?
Don't want to do this job of like, it feels like assumption, and that's not fair, but it's also like, I want to feel, I want to be let in, I want to stop splitting.
I want to stop splitting. Just let yourself feel that. I hear that as I want to stay connected to my authentic self. Can I hear you say that?
Want to stay connected to my authentic self.
Yeah. And what do you notice when you say that?
What if my authentic self isn't the self that everyone like knows and loves? What if everyone's so used to me like taking care of myself and being resilient? What if I share the access to my vulnerability? What if I share that being a woman to me doesn't mean being this grounded matriarchal person? What if I define that differently? What if I'm too much now?
Yeah, and just bringing attention to your mind, just still with your eyes closed, just seeing your mind just sort of going through these what ifs. There's like so much unknown here. Yeah. Just being the witness of those what ifs. Just letting your mind know that you see it. Yeah, I see the quivering in your mouth. Just let your mouth quiver. And what do you notice about your breath right now? It seems like you're kind of pushing it down.
Trying to.
Yeah, just notice that impulse to push down the emotion. Yeah. Just staying connected to yourself with every layer that arises. Just keeping your eyes closed there. Just feeling the breath move through you. And with your eyes still closed, I just want to reflect what I think I'm hearing. Is that okay with you? Yeah. Yeah. So I hear that there's been this splitting. And you're like arriving into this new place in life. And there's like all of these unknowns about who am I becoming, this loss of where you felt so authentic. But the thing that really has my attention is that I feel invisible and I think I should hide myself because I don't know if they can handle me. What do you notice when I say that?
That's where I've been lying to myself.
Yeah. Just making room for the emotions, just letting that wave flow through you. Yeah, let yourself feel that. Just a little bit more at the top of your heart and your throat there. Just keep opening up to yourself. Yeah. Your shoulders, nice. And what do you notice?
Something that I've vocalized before, but I feel like I've almost forgot it, or I've been protected from remembering that I vocalized it. And it doesn't necessarily feel like I was lying before, I just didn't have access, I guess. But throughout all of my life, I feel like I've had to be wounded by those that I love to be loved in the way that I need to. Whether it be being misunderstood growing up because of my own family's trauma, which that I think that I've worked through enough and I'm able to meet them where they are, as opposed to letting the expectations harm me. But it's not lost on me that I've had to go through so much pain to be seen, to be loved. I've had to like hold the pain that's been caused to me by those that I love to help them heal and see the role that I play in their life. And it's almost like holding up a sign, like, see, like, I do care. I do love you. And it's painful because I don't regret that. I love everyone that's in my life. And I almost like feel guilty remembering the pain that's been caused. And it's this feeling of like, why haven't I moved on? And I'm realizing it's not about moving on. It's not about accountability. I don't know necessarily what it's about, but I do feel like voicing it and acknowledging it. I feel more in my body. I feel more here with you. I can even sense a change in my voice again. And the splitting happens, it's happening now where it's like, okay, but what do I do with that?
Yeah, just stay there in for a moment in that not knowing. What do I do with that? Just be with that question and that curiosity and that not knowing. It's okay to not know. Yeah. I understand this, I feel this. And now what? What do you notice in your belly? Your solar plexus?
It's like, I feel like you know that feeling when you're like working out and like your stomach is like, it's like sore, but it's like warning you, like, this is gonna hurt. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Just bringing your awareness and your attention to your belly, just See the anticipation of pain. Yeah, just let your belly know that you hear it. You hear that it's bracing against anticipation of pain. A few breaths of validation. Yeah. Yeah, and just with your eyes closed still, is it okay with you if we just get everyone else out of the space? All these people you've named, it's their energy. Yeah, I see you nodding. Yeah, just taking a few breaths and letting them be where they are, your sister, your mom, your partner, the people you work with. Any thoughts or emotions that aren't yours to process, just, you know, just lovingly giving them back what's theirs. So making more room for you. You know, your breath seems to get a little bit bigger. What do you notice about yourself?
It's just me. The environment just feels louder.
When it's just you, the environment feels louder. Meaning you're more aware of your current surroundings or something else?
More aware of the grief, the pain,
I see.
it's
Yeah.
almost like just dark.
Yeah. I was just noticing that. That makes sense to me. Yeah. When it's just you, you feel the pain and that darkness. Just bringing in more awareness. Yeah, just seeing what you've been holding. And what do you notice now?
Feel like I'm in like a glass room, just like yelling, "Why can't you see me? Why can't you hear me?" I'm like, it feels like I'm banging on this glass, but it sounds like muffled.
Yeah, and just keep bringing more awareness to that invisibility. Just letting that part of you know that you see that she feels invisible, like seeing her in that invisibility. Letting her know that you see she wants to be heard. She wants to be seen. And what do you notice as you look at her?
It's weird because it's she looks just like me speaking to you, and that's something I've never experienced before.
Letting the wave move, just opening up to yourself there. Yeah. And then just with your eyes still closed, I'm really starting to see more clearly in this moment. I want to be seen. I should hide. What do you notice when I say that?
I don't trust myself.
You don't trust yourself. I notice my heart start racing. What do you notice in your body?
So now you're listening. When I said, "Now I'm listening," the visualization went away completely. And I feel like I'm like in a different space, really new, but I feel like I'm noticing that I'm bringing others in that fortifies that protection. Almost like not like putting blame necessarily, but it removes that access that I'm having now.
If you're open to it, I want to offer a two-chair experiment. Are you interested in
Yeah.
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.